Well, good afternoon, everybody, and this is our last day of the 31 days of Dealing with Fear Challenge, and I'm excited about today. I do welcome everyone that is going to be watching this video and who's going to be listening to the podcast today, and of course, if you are looking at this on YouTube as well. And it is day 31. We have made it through 31 days of dealing with this thing called fear. And so today I have titled this time together as What's Your Name? I think this is so critical, and I actually need to put a question mark there because it's a question. What is your name? And we might say, well, my name is this, my name is that, but I want to read a scripture to start this off, and then I will explain where I'm going today, because I'm very excited about this. I believe this is, as we are doing our last challenge today, I think I want to leave this with you as you move into the next 30 days or so of this coronavirus and COVID-19. And so here we go. So Genesis 32:24. We know the story. We've got a guy by the name of Jacob. And Jacob is not a good guy by any stretch of the imagination. If you read anything about Jacob, Jacob is not the type of person you want to hang around with. He is a real worm. His name even means supplanter, somebody who's always striving to get ahead. You know what happened with Esau and etc. and other things that happened. He's a real mommy's boy. He is just not a cool guy. And he's now fled from his home because of the things he did with Esau. Esau wants to kill him. And now he hears that Esau's coming after him. So what does he do? He goes and he grabs his family and he sends his family ahead just in case, hey, they might get his family instead of him. I mean, this guy, you know what? He's one of the men of faith. And well, we can build up our, we can feel a little better about ourselves. But anyway, so we're up there now. Jacob has sent his family off across the river. And he's separated from them, so at least if one gets hit, the other doesn't. That's his kind of thought process. And so here we take up. He goes down. He tries to fall asleep, and this is what happens. So Jacob was left alone. Genesis 34:24. We start. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. We know later on, as we look at the scripture, that this was a representation of Christ. So Christ is wrestling with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him. Now this kind of looks, you know, how is it possible that Jesus couldn't overpower? I mean, how could, if it was an angel, if it was God himself, how could he not overpower Jacob? The key was, I believe, it wasn't that he couldn't overpower him. God doesn't put us through things. He's not going to exert his entire will and his entire power on us to make us do things. He exerts a necessary what he needs to do, but Jacob fought back, right? And so he's not going above and beyond. And so what does he do? He touches Jacob's socket of Jacob's hip, and that hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, watch this, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." I mean, we think that's a good thing, you know. No, he's looking for a way up. Jacob's always, remember who he is, he's always looking for a angle. The man asked him, "What is your name? What is your name?" So what does he reply? He replies, "My name is Jacob." What does Jacob mean? Jacob in the Hebrew means supplanter, heel grabber, someone always trying to get ahead. Illegitimately, not in God's power, in his own power. It means a man who strives to get ahead. Now watch this. "But your name," this is Jesus speaking to him, "your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Now what does God change Jacob's name to? He changes his name to, from a man who strives, the word Israel is God that strives. In other words, His name is now turned from a focus on himself to a focus on God. God is the one that goes ahead. God is the one who wins the battle. God is the one who strives. We don't have to be doing the striving. All right, here's where I'm getting to today. And I want to look at a few things as well. Struggles, tough times that we have just gone through are times when we really come face to face with who we are. You see, what you think you are, who you think you are, is not who God sees who you are. It's not who God calls you. Who you think you are and what you've been calling yourself for years, what you've believed about yourself for years, is not what God sees about you, nor is it who God calls you. And sometimes God has to take you through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes he has to allow us to go through these tough areas and times and struggles so that in those moments, we can come face to face with ourselves, face to face who we believe we are, and then turn to him, because at those times we're always running, you know, we're always climbing and struggling with God. And God comes and he says, now, when you get through this, I'm going to give you a new name. I believe, here's what I believe, as we get through this coronavirus, through this whole thing, you come out on the other side, you are not going to be the person you saw yourself when you came into this. God's got a new name for you. God's got a new name for you. He wants to call you something that is far greater, more amazing than you ever believed about yourself. Isn't that awesome? God is going to take your name and he's going to change it. Like he changed Abram. Abram's name in Genesis 17 meant exalted chief leader. Abram was an exalted chief. He was a leader, but he wasn't a father. God turned his name into Abraham, which means exalted father of many. He changes his wife, Sarai, which means the wife of the chief, wife of Abraham, to Sarah, which means princess of God. Man. God sees things that we don't see. You see, your hardest times often lead to the greatest moments of your life. Our hardest times, our toughest times, those are the times that lead to the greatest, sometimes the greatest treasures, the greatest things that happen in our lives. James 1:2 says, count it joy, brethren, when you fall into these trials and tribulations, for it's the testing of your faith that produces perseverance. And let perseverance have its work in you, so that you might be made perfect. You want to be perfect? I've said this in a previous live. You want to be perfect? Let the trials and tribulations have their way in you, so it produces the patience. Patience to be able to step back and to start resting. No longer are you called the one who strives, as I said yesterday, but you'll be called the one that allows God to strive for you. It allows God to do that for you. Sometimes we, and I want to just say this, I wrote this down because as I was thinking about this, and I wanted to leave you some stuff as you head into your next month of quarantine or however long this lasts. Sometimes people are so focused on the doors that have slammed shut before them, behind them, that they ignore the doors that open before us. Don't let us be the ones that are so focused on all the things that have been shut behind us, all the things that we thought were going to be the blessings and the way God was going to move in our lives. And some of these things have closed. And then what happens is we ignore what God is doing in front of us. God is doing a new thing. God is giving you a new name. Don't focus on who you were and what you called yourself and who you believed you were. Start asking him, Lord, how do you see me? What is that you want to give me? If you've always saw yourself as somebody who fails, God says you are more than a conqueror. If you've always seen yourself as somebody who disappoints, God wants to tell you, no, I'm never disappointed in you. if you always see yourself as whatever, I don't know what it is that the enemy has put in your mind in the years past that you have even called yourself in the quietness of your own room, in the quietness of your own mind, whatever those names that you, we are so good at calling ourselves the things that God doesn't call us. And God is changing the script. He's saying, what is your name? Why did he ask Jacob that? He asked Jacob that so that Jacob could bring what was hidden, things that what he believed about himself out into the open. And when we bring those things that we believe about ourselves into God, he takes it and he takes what we have, the five loaves and the fish, and he multiplies it into something amazing, something that we couldn't dream, we could even wish for. God is going, will turn it. Here are a few other things I want to say today. On the floor of that valley that we are going through, of that shadow of death, there are gems that sometimes we miss because we're trying to get through this hard time. All we're trying to do is focus to get to the other side, and we miss the gems that are lying on the floor of the valley of the shadow of death. The diamonds, yes, they cut your feet sometimes, but they're precious. They are amazing lessons that we can learn as we are going through this time. Here are your challenge. Here are some scriptures I want to leave you as I say goodbye to this challenge. Write these down if you would. Romans 5:3-4. I'll read this. And not only that, but also rejoice in our afflictions, because we know that the afflictions produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and proven character produces hope. The one thing we do not want to lose, the one thing that the enemy wants to take from us, is hope. Ephesians 2:10. Here's another scripture to write down. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship. Wow. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared for us beforehand that we should walk in him. I love this scripture. We are prepared for good works. And God has done it before we even ready. It's not like we have to go and prepare the good works. God has prepared the good works. All we have to do is walk in those good works. Man, doesn't that sound a little different to how many times we hear it being preached, you got to go out and do good works? No, the good works have been prepared for us. Go out now and walk in them. Walk in those works that God is preparing for you already. Man, that's an awesome scripture. Here's another one that I want to leave you with. Psalm 35. For his anger is but for a moment. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took that anger of God on the cross of Calvary. His favor is for a lifetime. You have his favor, and it's for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, may last for this time. Weeping may last for the valley of the shadow of death. Ah, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. There's coming a shout of joy. No matter what name you have called yourself, no matter what name you have allowed the enemy to call you, what name you have seen yourself as, be it that you were felt you were never there, you always felt you were lower than you really were, the joy comes when he gives you your new name. Just like Jacob, you're no longer a worm, Jacob. You're no longer a supplanter. You are a God's people. I am your striver. I am the one who's going to do the work for you, Jacob. You have been doing the work yourself. I'm giving you a new name. God is giving you guys a new name. When you come out of this, when you get out of this time, you're going to have a new name. A new name of who, and because God sees you very differently to the way you see yourself. Last but not least, here's the last scripture, Isaiah 43:1-2. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by your name, your new name, whatever that name might be, whatever God is calling you, whatever name, the new name that he's giving you, I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. I'm holding on to that truth. And no matter what fire, no matter what water, no matter what we walk through in the days that lie ahead, we are going to walk with him calling us by our new names, the name of that he is giving us, not the name that we have given you. I repeat this one last time for those of you who weren't on. It's this: what you think you are is not what God calls you. What you think you are is not what God calls you. God is revealing to us who he sees we are, not who we see we are. And he uses these tough times to unveil who we really are in him. So I wanted to leave that with you guys. God bless you, for all of you who have been watching this challenge. It has been a joy for me to do these 31 days. I am praying at the moment to see what my next step is, what I'd like to do. I'd like to continue these lives. God has given me such a heart for ministry and teaching, and I've preached and spoken all over the world and all over the country, in different places and so on. And for the last 2 and a bit years, that came to an end. It stopped and I've been ministering. I haven't been doing much ministry, but it's almost like God is now opening up a different door for me to start doing this again. So I'm looking at to see what is the next group of challenge. I don't want to call it a challenge, but a edification for those that are on here. And I'm praying for that. If you would share these out, that's the best way to get this word out. There are so many people struggling with fear right now and are battling with fear because they don't know that God has got this. God has got this. All right. So bless you guys. I will be back on Monday morning. I will see. Maybe tomorrow at 12:30 I might be on if God gives me what the next thing is. But I've got an idea, but I want to pass it by the Lord first. You guys have been awesome. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful week and be excited because God has given you a new name, just like he gave Jacob. And this time has been a time to reveal who you are and who he sees you as. Thank you, guys. God bless.